Well, if the forecasters are correct, it looks like we're going to get some cooperation from Mom Nature, and those guys that still want to plant some corn can do so, and also those that are still with alfalfa, the harvest can do that as well. Despite all the spring challenges we've had on the weather front, agricultural agents like Scott Royce say the crop really is progressing pretty well. However, we still do need some weather cooperation.
Really, across this entire far northern part of northeastern Wisconsin, we're in pretty good shape right now, except for those areas where we just couldn't get in the field or where we did have delayed planting. So we're going to need a little bit of either extra heat over the course of time, or else going into September and October and having good conditions in those 2 months to get us to good quality corn and corn silage.
Now, we do have 77% of our state corn and 72% of our soybean crop rated good to excellent. However, according to ag agent Eric Ronk, because of all the wet conditions, it's been hard to get out there with the sprayer, and that's really caused some problems.
I know one of the issues, especially with corn and soybeans, is with all this wet weather, we haven't been able to get in the fields to do some spraying. So some of those, especially I know corn, there's a few fields that are definitely starting to turn a little yellow from probably nitrogen deficiency and, you know, not being able to get that fertilizer in there. But the good thing about soybeans, they're a little bit more tolerant than corn.
Well, ever since the USDA did release their planted acreage and stocks report on June 30th, we've been seeing some double-digit declines for all the commodities, especially soybeans. And according to ag economist Darrell Good, the major reason why is the stocks number is some 27 million more than most people had thought.
I think we'll see those stocks probably approaching 400 million bushels, again, based on the current crop conditions and yield expectations. And assuming that this acreage number does hold up, it's going to be a very large number. It's going to put considerable pressure on soybean prices.
And with the arrival of the 4th of July weekend, that means it's time for barbecues and picnics. And according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, their market basket survey shows that picnic's going to cost you about 5% more this year than last year. The major reason why? The higher cost of red meat.
We priced 2 pounds of ground round. That price is up about 13% from the previous year. 4 pounds of pork spare ribs, up also about 13% from a year ago. Those increases are basically consistent with what we saw in the most recent consumer price index reports for meats.
Bud Young is quick to add that still the price per individual is below $6 a serving, which he feels is still a reasonable price. Speaking of prices, we've got block cheese down now to 197 and one quarter of a cent per pound barrels. They're at 198 and one half cent per pound, while AA butter drops a nickel to 240. Class 3 prices, July up a couple of pennies to 21.25, but August off 31 at 20.38. September drops 37 to 20.23. Corn is lower, July now down to 4.18 and one half cent per bushel. September drops 3.75 to 4.12 and one quarter of a cent. Beans for July off 7.5 at 13.92 and one half cent per bushel. September drops to 11.80, and July wheat is up to 5.61 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. Livestock out of equity, fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers top at 149, Holstein steers to 129, slaughter cows firm, $1 to $1.17 with a top at 122, most of the slaughter cows 82 to 99, replacement bull calves 225 to 375, heifer calves top at 270, barrels and gilts 86 and down, market lambs 150 and down. And that is your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.